Does Jacob Blickenstaff think the plan comes together when science teachers use Hollywood film The A-Team to supplement science instruction? Listen to his review to find out.
This court is rendering guilty verdicts for this Alpha Unit, or A-Team, and incarceration in maximum security facilities for 10 years.
We are innocent.
Once again, Hollywood has reimagined a television series I watched regularly in my youth. The A-Team was a made-for-junior high school series when I was in junior high, what with all the car chases, explosions, and the team building makeshift tanks out of an old car and some farm equipment they found in a barn. Murdoch even escaped from a mental hospital using garbage bags filled with hot air which he tied to a lawn chair, a la Up. Last summer's remake of the TV series is now available on DVD, so teachers can show a short clip in class to start the new school year. Liam Neeson assumes the role of John Hannibal Smith, Bradley Cooper is Face, Charlton Copley, the star of District 9, is Howling Mad Murdoch, and Quentin Jackson takes on Mr. T's character, B.A. Baracus. The film changes the A-Team's origins, but that is much less important than the replication of the intricate plans, the over-the-top action, and the MacGyver-like constructions.
He tried to escape by jump-starting an ambulance.
With a defibrillator.
Clear!
My kind of guy.
I told you the mission wasn't over.
What are we talking about? Clean records?
We were set up.
It's payback time.
This story builds around the consequences of a mission in Baghdad as the initial U.S. invading force withdraws. Apparently, Saddam Hussein had printing plates that could be used to counterfeit U.S. $100 bills. The plates have fallen into the wrong hands, so the A-Team hatches a plan to regain the plates and $1 million in funny money. The mission succeeds, but the general who ordered the covert operation is killed suddenly, and no record exists of the order sending the A-Team back into Baghdad. It appears they were stealing the plates for their own benefit. And employees of a private security contractor, known as Black Forest in the film, support that idea. The A-Team is court-martialed and imprisoned in a variety of facilities across the country. Of course, they don't remain behind bars for long. Their escape sets off a nearly continuous sequence of action scenes, which range across Europe and culminate in the destruction of a ship loaded with cargo containers. In the plan to steal the plates from the Iraqi convoy, the film has a couple of moments of fantastic physics I can't let go unchallenged. Face steals a commercial video camera and hides an electromagnet in the camera case. He then uses that magnet to pick himself up out of a sewer access tunnel and latch onto the bottom of a passing semi-truck. The magnet is able to raise a man from below street level and lift him up about a meter to connect to the truck frame. The problem is that magnetism is inversely proportional to the square of the distance between the magnets, or between the magnet and a piece of ferrous metal. That inverse square relationship means the distance has a huge effect on the size of the force, and Face would be much more likely to attach himself to the sewer ladder than to the passing truck frame, which is much farther away. A second significant issue in the sequence is the A-Team's use of car airbags to float a shipping container. First, the container was nearly empty, so it would likely have floated just fine on its own. It is also a problem that real airbags don't stay inflated after they deploy. Check out the print or online versions of this podcast for calculation and further details. Later, through a sequence of events too complicated to relate here, the A-Team ends up in a cargo plane carrying a tank, which is attacked by U.S. Air Force drones. When it is clear the plane will be shot down, they all climb inside the tank, and when the plane explodes, the tank drops out of the cargo area and parachutes deploy. Of course, the drones continue the attack, and Face uses the tank's heavy machine gun to shoot one down. The team rides the tank down to Earth, altering their path with the main gun. Now, the possibility of surviving the impact of a tank falling into a lake has very little merit, but some real physics lie behind the idea of changing direction of descent by firing the gun. This is an application of momentum conservation. When the shell leaves the gun, it has a large momentum in one direction, and the tank will then have the same size momentum in the opposite direction. The shell has much less mass than the tank, so it will be going much faster, but firing the gun would change the tank's path toward the ground. The A-Team has all the action and adventure of the original television series and gives physics teachers opportunities to discuss magnetism, buoyancy, and momentum conservation.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.